Today is January the 26th, 2021, and it is Tuesday, the most productive day. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program, and for this school year, we will be reading through the book of Psalms and Proverbs. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the one and only God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. O Lord, you are the answer to our prayers, the blessed Redeemer, so compassionate, and you have dominion over all the earth. You are eternal and the finisher of our faith, our guard and guardian, the hope of all mankind. O Lord, you are infinite love and Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You're the key to everything we need, the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our paths, the Most High God. Nothing is impossible for you. You are omniscient and powerful, the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be. You are the risen Lord and the saving God. You're trustworthy and unchanging. You're the victorious warrior, and all things are you, for you are the way and the life and the truth, extraordinary in everything that you do. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light. You are the zenith of life itself. O Holy God, we bless your holy name and we come before you, for you are the God of the universe. You, Lord, are the God of the nations. You, Lord, are the God of all peoples. Thank you for the public schools that represent all the peoples of the United States of America. Bless all of our teachers and our educators in general, the bus drivers, the cafeteria workers, the crossing guards, the paraprofessionals of all type. Bless the administrators as they struggle with changes daily. Oh, Lord, thank you for leadership that comes from Christians. Help us, Lord, to keep a biblical worldview and be able to tell others of how great it is to love you and to be guided by your word. For what is the alternative, Lord? An ungodly approach? No, Lord, we want to be godly people in places where we can make a difference and point others to you. Grace us, Lord, with the ability to be gentle and humble as we tell about our great King. Oh, Lord God, we bless you and thank you for this day, and we ask for it all in the mighty and marvelous name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are together for 98 days now, but we're only on Psalm 89. I broke this one into three parts. So today, this is part two, the Word of God, Psalm 89, verses 19 to 37. Of old, you spoke in a vision to your godly one and said, I have granted help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found David, my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, so that my hand shall be established with him. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him. The wicked shall not humble him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down those who hate him. My faithfulness and steadfast love shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand on the seas and his right hand on the rivers. He shall cry to me, You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I will make him the firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. My steadfast love I will keep for him forever, and my covenant will stand firm for him. I will establish his offspring forever, and his throne as the days of the heavens. If his children forsake my law and do not walk according to my rules, if they violate my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgressions with the rod and their iniquity with stripes, but I will not remove from him my steadfast love or be false to my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenant or alter the word that went forth from my lips. Once for all I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His offspring shall endure forever, his throne as long as the sun before me. Like the moon, it shall be established forever, a faithful witness in the skies. Selah. The Word of God, Psalm 89, verses 19 to 37. Oh, praise God for his powerful words. Now, the second thing we love to do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotionals from Christian Educators Association International that can be found at ceai.org. And now today's devotional is written by Dan Elliott. It is called Need a Good Shepherd. The prayer that Dan said is, Dear Lord, I declare that I need you as my good shepherd. Thank you for refreshing me today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And Dan chose the first part of Psalm 23 for us today. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. We all have to wander around in some pretty rocky ground each day with all the troubles and struggles that are happening. We are being attacked on every side by spiritual enemies seeking to turn us away from the lover of our soul, God. We are being distracted from his call upon our lives. We find ourselves giving into worry and even engaging in conflict, thinking about other people. Those are all tricks of the devil, your enemy. Jesus promised us that his burden was light and his yoke would be easy. It becomes hard and heavy when we take things up of our own accord and try to go in our own directions rather than his. But when we go with him, then we have everything we need according to the psalmist. We get to rest. And where we rest is green, meaning it is alive and fresh, well-watered and wholesome. As a meadow, there is plenty to nourish our soul and our heart in that place. We never thirst because we walk along peaceful streams. All this makes us stronger, daily stronger. This is not a mere poetic metaphor of an ancient psalm, the writing of the King of Israel. This is the truth. I invite you to try him. And that, dear friends, was our devotional for today, written by Dan Elliott, called Need a Good Shepherd. And now the remainder of our time together is our theme for this year, Prayer, Care, and Dare. 180 scriptures that we pray, 180 suggestions for caring for others on campus, and 180 guidelines to dare to live out your life as a Christian in the public schools. Let us begin with prayer. Each school day, we say one scripture, and then we pray it. Our scripture for today is Romans 11:33. Oh, the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of our God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable his ways! The Lord's ways are beyond our ability to truly understand, yet he gives us glimpses of his riches, wisdom, and knowledge each day. Let us praise him everywhere we go. Now let us pray this beautiful scripture. I will do a sample prayer, yet a true prayer, from my heart to your heart to his heart. I hope that you try it in your own words, in your own style, with your own passions. To the only wise God, oh, the depth of your riches and wisdom and knowledge are inscrutable to us. Your judgments are unsearchable, yet, Lord, you show us daily your riches, wisdom, and knowledge through the manifold witness. The creation cries out as it displays your handiwork. Our students are proof of your fearful and wonderful creative power. O Lord, we lift up your unsearchable and inscrutable ways as a gift of awe. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. We pray in the gracious name of Jesus. Amen. And these little prayers, my friends, are also available on a YouTube channel if you only have time for just a little glimpse into his word. Simply go to YouTube and keyword search 180 days, prayer, scripture, educators, and you will find the channel. And if you can't get to either one of those, this podcast or the prayers, we do have those prayers on individual digital cards for you each day. May it be a blessing to our Lord when we say the same scripture together and pray that scripture with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. Now, the second thing we love to talk about is care. And in these difficult days, what a more wonderful way to show his love by caring for others. Each day we give you a simple suggestion of something you might be able to do, not all of them, just some of them. And that is because Jesus charged us. He said, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." And so in this crazy year, let us be a little bit different. Let us have that peace that passes all understanding. And let us get our eyes off ourselves and onto others. Here's a little way. Buy a ream of copy paper for a colleague. Now, you know and I know, that is a treasure in the classroom. And you might go, "Oh, but who's going to buy me one?" Well, that's the point, right? That we're doing something outside of ourselves for someone else. And perhaps you could give it to one of your colleagues as the most unorganized. And every school's different, you know. I know some schools make you bring your own paper. Other schools give you a certain allotment. But you can always use copy paper in the classroom for any reason. And so, my friends, these are, again, just suggestions because Mother Teresa said, not all of us can do great things, but we can do small things with great love. And then finally, we talk about DARE. DARE is that ability to live your life as a Christian in the public schools, doing the right thing legally and gracefully. And so we're going through four resources this school year. We're in our third. It is called A Teacher's Guide to Religion in the Public Schools. And it says today, students may choose to create artwork with religious symbols, but teachers should not assign or suggest such creations. This is a perfect example of knowing what you can and cannot do and what the students can and cannot do. Now, dear friends, each day I love to remind you of our constitutionally protected prayer, the 1:16 p.m. prayer. Yes, at that crazy time, based totally on Romans 1:16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek." Today we are going to be praying that the message of Martin Luther King Jr.'s "I Have a Dream" speech is heartfelt by our students and colleagues, that it's not just a one-day celebration, but a mindset for all. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of a small portion from Psalm 89 today. "He shall cry to me, 'You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation.'" Oh, yes, Lord. We want to be like David, totally in, because you called him a man after your own heart. What a beautiful gift to give anyone. You are the gift over public schools. You are the gift over our nations. You're the gift of the world. We praise you and lift you high and ask for all of this in the gracious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. The Lord, your God, is in your midst, a mighty God who saves. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exalt over you with loud singing. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.